This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, we tell you something that happened this week in history, then challenge a bartender to capture its essence in cocktail form.
It's like history's a geyser, regularly erupting booze.
First, the history part. This week back in 1935, baseball fans started staying up a lot later.
Michelle Phillippe's on vacation, so Tommy Andres of our sister show Marketplace tells the tale.
The brightest idea in Major League Baseball first occurred in the minors. This was back in the Great Depression, when baseball fans didn't have a ton of discretionary income to spend to see games, and often had to work through the afternoon when games were played. Minor league attendance tanked. So, faced with extinction, the miners made a big investment. They outfitted their parks with electric lights and played games at night. The concept was, pun intended, a hit. The first night games brought in up to 20 times more fans than the average day game. Though one catcher did complain that shadows from the lights made it look like the pitcher was throwing half a ball. 5 years and some technical improvements later, a major league team took a swing. On May 24, 1935, the lights went on at the Cincinnati Reds' Crosley Field for the majors' first ever night game. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt threw the switch. The Reds beat the Philadelphia Phillies that night and then launched into a dismal losing season, finishing 31 games out of first place. Even so, thanks to their spiffy electrified field, they more than doubled their ticket sales. Soon, major league ballparks across America took the hint and started lighting up. Except, of course, for Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs. For decades, folks in the neighborhood battled the team's plans to illuminate that park, only grudgingly acquiescing in 1988. The Cubs are still the only major league team to play most of their games in daylight.
So that was the history. Now for the drink to serve along with it. I'm on the line with Molly Wellman, mixologist and owner of Japs since 1879. That's what it's called. It's a Cincinnati cocktail bar. It is named one of the world's top bars by Esquire magazine. So no pressure or anything, but Molly, what did you decide to make?
So I have this really great drink. It's called the Kitty Burke.
The Kitty Burke?
Yes. Kitty Burke was this burlesque dancer that hung out in Cincinnati during the 1930s. And not only was she an entertainer, but she was a baseball fan. And she loved to go see the Reds play at Crosley Field. And she would heckle the players. She'd say, "You can't hit worth a darn. What are you doing?" So one particular day, she's in the stands and she's heckling. And the guy's like, "Well, if you think you can hit better, come on down and show us."
No.
So she did. Yes, she did. She and her little flowy little chiffon dress took the bat out of the guy's hand and started to hit the ball. The first woman to ever hit in a Major League Baseball game.
Of course.
Although it did not count because she wasn't on the roster.
Yeah.
But isn't that cool?
That is the best. Absolutely deserves a drink.
Yes.
So what is in this thing? I'm hoping something spicy and peppery. It feels like that would be appropriate.
Well, you would think so, but being summer drink, and this happening in July 1935, I decided to go with gin.
Okay.
And to make sure that we're not covering up the beautiful parts of this gin, I just wanted to add little bits of delicate flavor. So
okay.
I put cucumber into a mixing glass,
okay.
And I muddle that all together.
Right.
And then I add mint, 2 bar spoons of triple sec.
Orangey.
And then the gin, and then ice, and then I shake it. And then I've drained it into a glass and top it with soda water.
It certainly seems drinkable at the ball game. I'm not sure. They're probably not serving this at the Reds Field anytime soon, but it seems like a good baseball drink.
I wish they would.
Hopefully they'll hear this. I actually have a question. Are the Reds doing well this season? They did not do well in 1935.
They're doing much better than 1935 this year so far. So,
we don't need to bring in Kitty as a pinch hitter or anything.
No.
Molly Wellman, owner of the bar Japs since 1879 in Cincinnati. And by the way, Molly also told me the Reds gave Kitty Burke a team jersey. and she would strip it off as part of her burlesque act.
Hmm.
Yeah.
God bless America,
I guess. Our national pastime, everybody.
All right, folks, we don't have pictures of that, but we've got the recipe for the Kitty Burke on our website.
That's right.
It's dinnerpartydownload.org.